Well, today on this first weekday in Advent, we have this wonderful reading from Matthew chapter 8 about the centurion of Capernaum. Capernaum was a very active and busy city. It had a large synagogue. You can go today to the Holy Land and see the ruins, the remains of that synagogue in Capernaum. So the Capernaum was right on the Sea of Galilee. It was a large city because people would pass through it along the Roman road. And so they had an outpost of Roman soldiers. So they had this centurion. The centurion was in charge of 100 soldiers. So he was a very prestigious man. And what's unique about this man is that even though he was a Roman, a pagan, he had incredible faith. And we see this in today's gospel. He hears that the Lord is on the outskirts of Capernaum, so he goes out to want to meet him, and he wants to ask him to cure his servant. Again, you see the good qualities of this pagan, of this centurion, because he has concern and compassion for this servant of his. You know, many, I'm sure centurions would not have gone to this length just to help heal a servant boy. So this boy is paralyzed, suffering dreadfully, he says. What does the Lord do? The Lord says, immediately, I'll come to cure him. And the centurion, aware of his own, perhaps, sinfulness, humility and great faith, says, Lord, you don't have to do that. You don't need to come under my roof. I'm not worthy to have you come under the roof of my house. Right now, just say the word, and he'll instantly be cured. And isn't this amazing faith of this centurion, this pagan? Lord, you don't even have to come and lay your hands on him or bless him. Just say the word. Here we are, 25 miles away, whatever it was. Say the word, and I know it will happen. And he says, I know what it's like in authority. I can tell my soldiers, go and do this, and immediately they do it. Or if my superior tells me to do something, he'll do it immediately. So he knows what authority is and what obedience is. And what does the Lord say to this response? He says, in all of Israel, among all the Jewish people, I've never found this kind of faith. Not among the apostles, not among the scribes, not among the Pharisees, not among the Sadducees, but in this pagan Roman centurion, I found the greatest faith in all of Israel. Isn't that an amazing statement? Well, what did this centurion say? He said, Lord. So he called him Lord, which of course is a great act of faith as well, to use that holy name. I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. And this ties in so well with our new translation of the liturgy, which came out yesterday. One of the reasons why the church wanted the Latin retranslated is because some of these biblical allusions had been watered down. Now we have this biblical translation in our new Mass. I'm not worthy to have you under my roof, we now say. Well, that reminds us that we are temples of God, right? St. Paul says, do you not realize that your bodies are temples of God? So since we're temples of God, then Jesus enters under our roof at Holy Communion. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. So saying, Lord, right before communion, I'm really not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but just say the word. I remember once at a Sunday Mass, during the Mass, I said this part of the Mass, you know, people were saying this part of the Mass, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, only say the word and I shall be healed. And a little five-year-old shouted, Mommy, what's the word? Okay, what's the word? Because he caught on to that. He wanted to know what that word was that needed to be said. And of course, the word is our faith in Jesus' complete ability to do whatever he wants to do. Lord, just say the word. And it's not a particular word. It's just as long as the Lord wanted to do something, he can. So it's an act of faith, an act of confidence, and an act of trust. And now this is so beautifully translated in our new Mass. Only say the word, and not my servant, but my soul shall be healed.